sometimes you're looking for inspiration and you just lie on a chaise longue, as we say in France, or a deck chair, and you light up a cigarette and just glaze and just get lost somehow. Have a glass of wine and, I don't know, ideas come up and things just grow inside. I think we have everything just in front of my doorstep here. You see so many people passing by, different cultures, different colors, different odors everywhere. It's so inspiring, I find, and people sitting next to you, cafes are always very tight in France or in Paris, and you know, all of a sudden, oh, he's wearing that, she's wearing this, and just open your eyes, your nose, and your ears, and that's where it all happens. This is what I'm working for. Creativity is in your head. Nose is just the instrument we need to get the thing together. It's like a musician. You need the ears, but if you don't have the creativity to put something on paper, get a few accords together or whatever, you'll never get there. And lost the thread, what are you talking about? Well, I am Mark Buxton, yeah. I'm from Derby. Grew up in Western Germany, tiny village. Went to school, did my BAC or A-level, whatever you call it in England. And I thought of studying fashion design. I've always liked fashion. Wouldn't necessarily say that I'm a fashion victim, but I've always been inspired by it. So I applied at the university at the time in Hamburg because it was just like the German Revolution. There was Jill Sander, who was coming out big. There was Wolfgang Jorp coming out big. I mean, Lagerfeld was always there. I'm a very lazy guy, somehow. Didn't work out. And so I started to study geology. Very interested in the earth in general. I went with a friend in Göttingen, and just before Christmas, and he said, "Oh, let's go and smell the new launches which came out." I didn't even know a perfume existed. I didn't even know where all this stuff came from. Never asked myself the question. So, smelled a few new things, and there was a very famous German, Swiss, Austrian TV program called Wetten das. That means I make a bet, and you make a bet against this TV program. You can bet whatever. You can drive faster than Michael Schumacher. You can eat 50 eggs in 2 minutes. You can whatever. And our idea was that we could recognize all the perfumes in the world. Oh, I thought the idea at the time was a bit obnoxious because I knew two and he knew three. And when we saw this wall, I mean, not as much as today, but all this wall of perfume, I'm like, wow. They got back to us within 5 days. They didn't write back. They called back, said, "Guys, you're in the next program in Bremen." And so that gave us 5 weeks. The whole fragrance industry has changed in the last 10 years. When I started off with these communication fragrances, I touched something where I thought to myself, wow, this is... The public is totally different. The people which are interested in these fragrances or these odors are totally different than the mainstream. You can let your hair down. Well, I haven't got much left, but you know, you could really let yourself go and show what you can do and what is it all about. What would I like to show myself as a perfumer? If you look in the niche area today and there are more and more freaks or celebrities which are looking for something different, and you don't get this classical corny brief where there is this 26-year-old lady and she has a great career and she's driving a BMW Cabriolet and she earns so much money a month, and she has sex twice a week, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so what, you know exactly what she wants. We'll make a twist on this or that, or what is interesting in this whole niche area is that there is no real brief. You have the brand, brand name, or their image, and they just say, do it. So, oh, fuck, now we have to get all these fragrances. So we went to Düsseldorf, Hamburg, Hanover, all perfumeries, and asked for small samples, these 2 ml samples. We had roughly like 600 perfumes, 300 masculine, 300 feminine. My friend was also very, very interested in cooking, so we used to cook together, have a nice dinner, and then we used to sit down and started to smell the fragrances. I took the masculine, he took the feminine. So I started to make families and groups, and when I used to smell them, I noticed it was very easy to memorize them for X reasons. So after a week's time, I knew the 300 perfumes by heart. It was a live program of 2,000 people, cameras, spotlights. We were the last bet, nervous like heck. And my friend had a total blackout. He stayed on his first fragrance and he couldn't find it, although he knew everything as well. It was good. But so I recognized mine, didn't recognize his. Anyway, besides the point, we lost the bet. A few days later, I get a call from Harman & Weimer, which today is Symrise, one of the biggest companies in the world. They said, we saw me on TV and blah, 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 blah. And they started to test with me, showed me the whole company. But I said, but you invited me here. Why are you testing me? What for? He said, well, we're going for lunch with the head of the perfumery and we have a proposition to make. They said, well, we have a perfume school and we saw you on TV and we think you have a good nose and would you be interested in to train to become a perfumer? So I thought, well, why not? Let me think about it. This was just before Christmas. Everybody can become a perfumer, I think. We all have a nose, we can all smell. It's like to become a musician. You have to learn the basics, you learn the notes, then you learn the accords, and then you learn how to compose, and then you take it on from there. But what is the difference between a good piano player, a bad and an average piano player? We all have an ear, we all can learn it. It's their gift, or their talent, or their imagination or fantasy, and that is exactly the same with perfumers. The difference between a good perfumer, an average, and a bad perfumer is that when somebody gives you a theme, it can be anything. Let's say blue. The brief is blue. Now, you can give this brief to 10 different perfumers. Of course, you will get 10 different, totally different interpretations out of that. But they are the majority of perfumers, white sheet of paper, which would not even know how to start. And they don't even know the difference between geraniol and citronilol. Sorry to say, guys, it's a very tough job, and you need a lot of experience. It's a long way to get there, and I learn every day. That's why little respect as well. But a white sheet of paper, that's where it starts. I got my papers back. I applied at the university for a second time in Hamburg, so my papers came back, they accepted me, so I could have gone to study fashion design. And after the program, we had this big party where I got sloshed with Leonard Cohen and Falco, the singer Falco. We sat at the bar and we were drinking scotch all night. That was a real good experience. I mean, I was only 21. And Leonard Cohen, yeah, Falco, yeah, had something. And so the regisseur, the guy who runs the show, comes to me and says, "Hey, Mark, have you ever worked in front of a TV, a camera before?" I said, "No, why?" He said, "I don't know, you have something really natural about you. You know, the way you talk, your voice doesn't shiver. My papers didn't come back yet. And I hadn't been to the interview for become a perfumer or perfumery school. Live program, 2,000 people, and then camera stress. But he said, "You're good. I have a program looking for a music moderator, like top 20 or something like that. Would you be interested?" I was like, "Well, cool, yeah. Why not?" So I had like an offer to do something on TV. My papers came back for fashion design, or then I had this offer to become a perfumer. So we all went back to England, Christmas, sat family, blah, 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 blah. And my dad always thought I was a loser. He always wanted his kids to do something with their heads, like my brother's a dentist, my sister's in languages, and you had to study anyway. That was his thing. And I said, "So I have these three options. What do you think?" And his answer was, "Son, they're only gay jobs. I'm not interested." And that was it. Thanks, Dad. So I had to make up my mind myself. And I thought to myself, well, if I should go into perfumery, I might have the chance to work together with some of these big stylists, you know, designers like Lagerfeld, I know, Versace, whoever. And somehow my dream did come true. I know Karl Lagerfeld, I knew Gianni Versace, I know Paco Rabanne, and I know Rai Kawakubo personally, and worked with these guys together. And so somehow it has a little bit of my childhood dream that I wanted to do something with fashion, but it's not really fashion. But anyway, it's never too late. I always say we're not born to just do one thing in our lives, so I have lots of plans. I'm not through yet. So why do you always have to saddle the horse from the right-hand side? You can also do it from the left-hand side or from the back. Have you ever noticed you come out of an airport and there are six doors and everybody goes through the same door and everyone's queuing to go through the same door, but there's six doors? Why don't we open another door, you know? Why do we always have to follow? We shouldn't follow. It's the worst thing to do, follow. I'm not there for that anymore. Be different, think different, see things differently. That's what it's about. It's too easy to say I'm creative because I've made something totally different, but it's unawareable. That's not the aim. Our aim is that we have to try and put something in a bottle where you say, wow, it's different, it's unique, it's creative, it's whatever, but it has to stay wearable. We can't go that far that you say, yeah, okay, but you put it on your skin and everyone says, you stink. I mean, that's not the purpose. No, it has to stay aesthetic somehow, wearable, interesting. I like this wow effect when people smell something. Wow, what's that? That's very important. When people smell something and after 5 minutes say, yeah, well, yeah, it's good. No, it's not good. If you don't have this spontaneous, oof, you know, wow, then there's something missing. Everything I've done in my life has always been by coincidence. That's where it is. I've never forced anything in my life. And that's why I'm somehow a very witty guy. I love laughing. I love joking. I love going totally overboard. And I love entertaining people. Everybody says, but I don't know, you should become a comedian or I don't know, do something on media or something, things like that. I always say, yeah, perhaps one day, but it will have to come by coincidence. I'm not going to like start taking acting lessons or whatever. No, it has to be natural. I'm a natural. I am the way I am.
Perfume, a sensory journey through contemporary scent, runs at Somerset House, London, from the 21st of June to the 17th of September.